This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday the United States has officially assessed members of Russia's forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine, adding Washington's conclusion was based on a careful review of available information from public and intelligence sources. In a statement, Blinken said the United States will continue to track reports of war crimes and will share information it gathers with allies, international institutions, and added that a court of law would be ultimately responsible in determining any alleged crime. U.S. President Joe Biden last week said Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal for attacking Ukraine. Putin calls his offensive a special military operation to demilitarize and denazify the country. NATO estimates up to 15,000 Russian troops have been killed while fighting in Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Hempem reports.
A senior NATO official speaking on condition of anonymity estimates between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of fighting. That estimate is based on information from Ukrainian officials, information Russia has released, whether intentional or not, and on intelligence from open sources. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, it appeared Russian forces would swiftly topple Ukraine's government. But instead, Ukrainian troops have put up unexpected resistance. Now, Russia is bogged down in a grinding military campaign with no end in sight. I'm Mike Hempen.
Civilian casualties are thought to be in the thousands, while the UN estimates more than 3.5 million people have